and 28 verses 1 through 6 because it really applies to what you just spoke of. And it's because you and your husband are surrendered to the Lord and you fear the Lord. You're in awe of Him. You bow at His feet. You reverence Him. And when parents do that, there can be a blessing that will come upon our children and our offspring. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. What a blessing when we walk in that sweet spot with the Lord, where we know in our heart we're walking in His ways, and we trust Him, we fear Him, and we trust Him to take care of us and take care of our children. Amen. God is so good, and He's so wise. We had our children. We had Carrie with us this week, and her daughter-in-law, and two great-grandchildren with us. And God is so wise because He doesn't have those great-grandchildren living in our home. That they established their own home. I don't know, it was easier to deal with the grandchildren than the great-grandchildren. And it could be because we're a little bit older, right? I didn't want them to go home. I didn't want Carrie to go home, but it was fine that the great-grandchildren were going home. I love them to pieces, but little kids, one-year-old screaming, you know, for no reason, just he's happy and he just screams. Hallelujah. Anyway, God is so good and He's wise and He's got it all planned right, doesn't He, huh? Amen. How they come and how they go. Amen. I want us to stand. I want us to think of this psalm and know it is so important for us to keep our eyes fixed on Him. To fear Him. I don't mean just be scared to death and shaking of Him. That's not it. It means to reverence Him and know that He is who He says He is. And that we surrender to Him. It's not Him surrendering to us. Right on? Right. Amen. Right. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message Bible. All you who fear God, how blessed you are. How happily you walk on His smooth, straight road. You worked hard and deserve all you've got coming. Enjoy the blessings. Revel in the goodness. Your wife will build children as a vine bears grapes. Your household lush as a vineyard. The children around your table as fresh and promising as young olive shoots. Stand in awe of God, yes. How He blesses the one who fears God. Enjoy the good life in Jerusalem every day of your life. And enjoy your grandchildren and Israel and your great grandchildren. Amen. But you see there, it's just God knew. Enjoy your grandchildren.
That's right.
Amen. Let's sing and let's praise His name this morning.